It is, of course, Monday morning, and on a Monday morning, we talk all the new music you're going to be hearing this week right across 2SER, not just on Brekkie, but on every program across the whole station. Andrew Cadore is the man who makes it happen. A very good morning to you.
Morning, Nick.
Now, I get pretty excited about this because you've usually got something I haven't heard of, or if I have heard of it, it's one of my favourites. So what are we talking about?
Well, maybe this will be one of the latter. It's from Jeff Tweedy, who is, of course, out of Wilco.
Yes, and one of my favourites.
Yeah,
well done.
There you go. So yes, I've scored already. So, look, the new album from him, it's a solo album called Together at Last. Now, Jeff Tweedy with Wilco, he's been moving into a sort of a more quieter, whimsical path with Wilco. I think that he's in a latter-day Beatles phase with Wilco at the moment, but really gladly so. And then he also formed the band Tweedy with his son Spencer, who's a fantastic drummer, just in his 20s now, and made a double album called Suki Ray a couple of years ago, and that was a very acoustic based record. And this record, Together at Last, sees him revisiting his back catalogue. So it's not just Wilco songs, but he's also done some time with Loose Fur, the band that he formed with Jim O'Rourke and Glenn Koche, the drummer out of Wilco. Fantastic band.
That was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, and there's plans apparently for a new Loose Fur record soon. So he's pretty active at the moment. And then also going back way back, he had this one-off project called Golden Smog that he was involved in. So there's some Golden Smog songs here as well. So look, he's revisiting, it's just him and a guitar revisiting his older songs. And yeah, what I really like about it is that, look, if you're a Wilco fan, you know he's a sensitive soul, but you know he's a pretty dark soul.
Yeah.
But what these versions bring out, I think, for him is that they render him in a little bit more of a sweeter and warmer light with these songs done acoustically. They're very intimate, introspectively detailed, and they just bring different meanings sometimes and different nuances out in these songs. This is a really early one that we're going to hear a little bit of. It's a sweet one, well, with a little bit of a bittersweet edge. It's called Love Lost.
All right, let's have a listen.
When they meet in the spring, broken hearts all around me, but I don't feel a thing.
Now, that is what I love about Jeff Tweedy. But I was going to say, I love it when musos go back and revisit their older stuff, because it's almost like they've taken a fresh eyes to it. And, you know, you often get some very intriguing kind of re-looks at it.
Yeah, and you're going to be getting a lot of it from Jeff Tweedy, because apparently this is only the first album that he'll do in this way. He's going to be presenting a series of these records revisiting that back catalogue.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, so look, if you're a fan, and look, also, Jeff Tweedy is an amazing guitarist, and there's some great playing on this as well. So it's not just a simple, you know, pick and strum and sing. I think he's really carefully, delicately reworking these songs. So Together at Last from Jeff Tweedy.
Fantastic. Cannot wait to be playing hopefully a couple of tracks from that.
Well, sure.
Damn. All right. Let's do it.
Okay. Now, let's move on to a band that I think I probably spoke to you about these guys about a year ago and absolutely fell in love with them. And I can't pass up the chance to talk about the new album from Melbourne's Terry.
I remember Terry.
Yeah. So, well, funnily enough, the album is called Remember Terry. So it's their second album. And look, it's a bit of a Melbourne supergroup. You've got folks from Dick Diver and Total Control and so many other Melbourne indie bands. And look, yeah, look, this kind of sound is de rigueur in Melbourne, but these guys do it in a very wry and sly way. They've got a little bit of a wiggle in their way. They've got some beats in there, and they've somehow defined their sound as a garage pop with a bit of a country twist.
I'm on board.
And they're kind of hilarious.
Yeah. They are. The tongue is firmly in cheek here with some of these guys.
It's two guys and two girls. I believe they're both couples as well. They're a bit of an ABBA-style scenario. So, I mean, we all know where ABBA went, but hey, let's hope that we can get a few more albums from Terry. Let's hear a little bit. It's called The Colonel.
All right, let's do it. I enjoy music that's got a wink when it's happening.
There you go.
I do.
Yeah, I mean, they don't take themselves too seriously, but they make seriously good pop records.
Yeah.
It's Terry, a new album from them called Remember Terry.
And I do indeed.
Well, let's hope everybody does. Look, the thing we're going to end on is quite a different beast to both those two things. It's from Laurel Halo, an American who's been based in Berlin for a long time, which is really the home city for forward-thinking electronica, and Laurel Halo is really at the forefront of that. The new album from her is called Dust. Her earlier records were basically more of a synth-pop style, but what she's really done is gotten the modular software and worked a really interesting kind of electronic stream into her sound. It's still very pop-based, but what she does on this record is it's a kind of a deconstructed dance pop. It's in tow to these abstract rhythms. It's not something you can really dance to unless you dance like Elaine from Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
It might be more dance for the brain cells, as Can used to say their music was like. So you've got some really interesting abstract rhythms, and then you've got these streaks of classical music and strings and pianos and these really interesting pop melodies. She's got Julia Holter on the record to sing.
Love
and she's
Julia
also
Holter.
Got one of the latest signings from Warp. They call her a fantasy pop vocalist, La Fonda. So it's a really, really great record. It's really giddy, really blissful, but not quite like anything you've heard before in the field of electronica. So I thought we'd leave with one of the tracks from this album. It's called Dust. It's from Laurel Halo on the excellent Hyperdub label. It's called Jelly.
Let's give it a listen. Andrew Cadore, thank you very much.
Thank you. See you next week. Thank you.
You can't do this. I can't.